Lesson 5. Jesus Christ showed us how to love others. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. Jesus Christ set a perfect example of kindness and love. Throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus showed his love for others by blessing and serving the poor, the sick, and the distressed. He told his disciples, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." John chapter 15, verse 12. See also John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, and Moroni chapter 7, verses 46 through 48.
Preparation.
Mark page 22 in the manual so that you can turn to it easily. Bring a copy of the scriptures.
Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Song. Tell the children that when Jesus Christ lived on earth, he taught us to love others. He showed us how, by the things he did. Sing or say the chorus of, "I'm trying to be like Jesus," Children's Songbook, pages 78 through 79, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. Love one another as Jesus loves you.
Hug self and turn from side to side.
Try to show kindness in all that you do.
Nod head up and down.
Be gentle and loving in deed and in thought.
Hug self and turn from side to side.
For these are the things Jesus taught.
Nod head up and down. Teaching tip. Children love things that they have seen and heard before. Sing songs or do activity verses from this lesson or previous lessons at any time during the nursery class. This review will help them learn the songs and remember the gospel principles you have taught.
Scripture stories. Show the children a copy of the scriptures. Tell them that in the scriptures we learn how Jesus showed love. Briefly tell the following stories. Story 1. Show the illustration of Jesus feeding the people on page 27. Many people had come to hear Jesus teach. They were there a long time and got very hungry.
Have the children pretend to be hungry.
There was only a little bread and fish to feed all of the people. Jesus blessed the food and told his disciples to give it to the people. Everyone had enough to eat, and there was a lot of food left over.
Have the children pretend to eat.
This story is found in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Have the children say with you, "Jesus showed us how to love others," a few words at a time. Story 2. Show the picture of Jesus healing a blind man on page 26. One day, Jesus saw a man who was blind. He could not see.
Have the children cover their eyes.
Jesus blessed the man so he could see.
Have the children uncover their eyes.
This story is found in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. Have the children say with you, "Jesus showed us how to love others."
Teaching tip. Young children may not be able to repeat phrase, "Jesus showed us how to love others." Help them say key words like Jesus and love.
Story 3. Show the picture of Jesus and the Nephite children on page 22. After Jesus was resurrected, he visited the Nephites. Because he loved the children, he blessed each one of them.
Have the children hug themselves.
This story is found in 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 21 through 24. Have the children say with you, "Jesus showed us how to love others."
Teaching tip. Before telling a story, read it several times to become familiar with it. As you tell the story, Look the children in the eyes to help keep their attention. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 181 through 182.
Song. Sing or say the chorus of, "I'm trying to be like Jesus," again. Invite the children to sing and do the actions with you. Conclusion. Share your testimony that we can love others as Jesus did. Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Optional activities.
Preparation. For the puzzle. Bring a picture of the Savior. You could use the picture on page 106 if you'd like. Find a piece of paper that is the same size as the picture, or cut a piece of paper to the same size, and cut the paper into 3 or 4 pieces to make a puzzle. Write, "I will love others," on the back of each piece. For the scripture activity, bring a copy of the Bible. Mark John chapter 15, verse 12, so that you can turn to it easily. For the illustration activity, copy the illustration of Jesus feeding the people on page 27 for each child. Puzzle. Cover the picture of Jesus with the puzzle pieces. Ask a child to choose a piece. Read the phrase on the piece and have all the children repeat it. Discuss one way we can love others, for example, by saying thank you, sharing, doing what mother or father ask, putting toys away, and so on. Repeat with each piece until the illustration is completely uncovered. Reinforce the concept that Jesus showed us how to love others.
Teaching tip. Nursery-age children enjoy repetition, and it helps them learn. If children are still interested in paying attention, repeat activity so that each child has a chance to participate.
Scripture. Tell the children that in the Scriptures, Jesus taught us to love one another. Open the Bible to John chapter 15, verse 12, and read, "Love one another." Invite the children to repeat the phrase with you. Song. Sing or say the words to, "Jesus Said Love Everyone," Children's Songbook, page 61, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. Jesus said, "Love everyone."
Spread arms out wide.
Treat them kindly, too.
Nod head up and down.
When your heart is filled with love,
put hand over heart.
Others will love you.
Hug self.
Illustration. Give each child a copy of the illustration on page 27. Ask the children questions about the illustration to remind them of the story you told them earlier. For example, ask, "Can you see Jesus in the picture?" And have the children point to Jesus on their copies of the illustration. Ask, "What is in the baskets?" And have the children pretend to eat.
Teaching tip. To maintain active participation in learning, alternate listening with activities that involve movement. Keep the length of each activity to about 2 or 3 minutes.